everybody. I'm Cam Stewart, your fantasy sports news update. The Warriors are saying Kevin Durant is a game-time decision, but KD taking part in the morning practice and shoot-arounds, all signs point to go. KD says he plans to play. He went through a full shoot-around, and Warriors coach Steve Kerr says he even looked good. He hasn't played since Game 5 of the Western Conference semi against the Houston Rockets. That's way back on May 8th, ladies and gentlemen. Prior to the calf strain injury, the two-time Finals MVP averaging 34.2 points, 5.2 boards, and 4.9 assists with 1.2 steals and a block through 11 postseason appearances. Fred VanVleet, remember, he got that chipped tooth. He's going to be wearing a mouth guard tonight. Sounds like a hockey game. Toronto leads the best of 7, 3-1. Elimination time tonight. Let's hit the betting line. Raptors minus 1.5. Total 215. We got the Raptors 1.5 to 215. First quarter line, Toronto minus a half point. If you want to take them, it's 115 on the money line. 55 is your total in the corner. First half line, Raptors same as the first. 0.5 point favorites. Money line for the first half, 120. Total set at 109. Series price, Raptors minus 450. Warriors plus 350. Tony Parker calling it her career today, four-time NBA champ and six-time All-Star, retiring after a brilliant 18-year career. He has the number 28 pick back in 2000, brilliant from that position, spending his first 17 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs. He was money, averaging 18.6 points, 6.3 assists, and 3 rebounds per contest. The New Orleans Pelicans have begun providing potential Anthony Davis suitors for a framework from a possible trade that includes multi-team and player scenarios. And the L.A. and New York franchises, the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, and Nets all inquiring about Davis. We have a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final heading back to Boston. Bruins minus 165, total 5.5. The Bruins said the premature article in the St. Louis paper gave them extra incentive. Yeah, these turkeys in St. Louis put out a story with them as Stanley Cup champions. Boston didn't like that one too much. Let's go to the baseball betting board. We got two at 7:05. The New York Subway Series. Here we go, baby. Mets and Yankees. Yanks minus 200, 9.5. Vargas versus Tanaka. Arizona and Philadelphia. Phillies minus 140, 9.5. Clark versus Eichhoff. We got three games at 7:10. Oakland and Tampa Bay. The Rays laying 240. Big favorites. Anderson, Mr. Anderson versus Morton. We got Texas and Boston. Red Sox minus 270. Minor versus Sale. Total is 8. St. Louis as minus 140 at Miami. Waka, 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 waka versus Alcantara. 8.5 is your total. 720. We got Pittsburgh and Atlanta. Braves minus 165. 10 is your over under. Musgrove versus Gossman. More like a gas fire. 810. Washington minus 150 at the Chicago White Sox. Sanchez versus Despigny. We got 840 action. Cubs and Rockies. Rockies minus 145. 11 is your total. Darvish versus Marquez. And at 10:07. We have the L.A. Dodgers minus 180 in their game tonight. The Dodgers playing good ball at the Angels, 8.5. Cy Young favorite, Ryu versus Channing. The NASCAR race was postponed yesterday in Michigan. We are back today at 5 o'clock. Joey Logano has pole position in this race, and Kurt Busch Jr. is the favorite at 275. Women's World Cup of Soccer action. Canada has just scored over Cameroon. 1-0 Canada at the 46th minute in that game. Also, Argentina and Japan. This game ended scoreless. College Baseball World Series, Auburn versus North Carolina, and the Tigers absolutely kicking the snot out of the UNC Tar Heels, up 13-3 in the bottom of 6. We have another game going on at 4:05. It's Ole Miss taking on Arkansas, a battle in the SEC. And Rory McIlroy's odds this week for the U.S. Open plummeting due to his dominant performance winning the Canadian Open. Rory, he's gone from 15-1 down to 10-1. DJ, the favorite at 8-1, along with everybody's favorite, Tiger Woods. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned, everybody. We're here live at Wild Wing in downtown Toronto. Raptor Fever. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Radio. Live from Wild Wings, Richard Garner. Various friends stopping on by. It's jam-packed. A Monday night edition you won't soon forget. King and Bathurst in Toronto. Wild Wings. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage Radio. Gabe Morenci's your host. Coming back next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio has begun. Fantasy Sports Radio Network is recording down live in the freaking 6, where the Raptors look to get this done. In 5 at 13-1. We're at Wild Wing on King and Bathurst. It's good to be home. as the city of Toronto is freaking lit right now. You know, it's chaos out there, man. Streetcars are like running people over earlier in the day. There's thousands of kids outside the arena already. I went down there to try to buy a Raptor jersey because, unfortunately, I destroyed my Raptor jersey after that Milwaukee Buck game. I'm not one of these loser fans that burnt the jersey. I don't know, man. I don't know what happened to it. It's like I climbed a fence or something, and it didn't end well. But that's besides the point. Our Canadian tour continues, man. We've been in Montreal, road rages, Formula One. Now here we are in the six. We got Cam Stewart. Cam Stewart in the house. We got Richard Garner is going to step up and in. Our only problem is we've got people here, but what we don't have are a lot of microphones here. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? He says I'm echoing in your thing, so he's hearing me too. So I'm doing the best I can here. Hopefully everything's working out. We got Raptor Fiener, Garner's in the house. We got people from Bay Street. They're not bootlickers. They're friends. So hopefully everything goes well today.
That's right. We got a little sub for everybody down here. We got the Bay Street dudes dressed in suits. We got the hardcores. You know, our guy Pete. Our guy Pete. Yeah, you're gonna have to move down the room a little further, Ken. Like, go sit with our boy Pete over there. We have to send Cam sitting next to us here. So yeah, we're at Wild Wings. Listen, we'll get all this figured out. We're speaking with our head tech right now, who is me, and of course our boy George, who's in Boston. We're putting this together. We've got a video feed going right now with no audio. So we got a video feed going on my YouTube page. We're throwing it down here at Wild Wing. I understand Kevin Durant's going to be a game time decision, but Kevin Durant's going to be playing here. So we expect Kevin Durant to play. I'm actually glad Kevin Durant's going to be playing because then there's no freaking excuses anymore for the Golden State Warriors. And nothing but excuses, Cam, for the Warriors so far.
Yeah, I hear a lot of excuses here too. But Gabe, as I move 20 feet down from you, we're going to get through this show today. We're going to have some fun. The boys are here. We're going to have some wings. We're going to have some beers. And we're going to celebrate Toronto's first championship since 1993, baby. I told you, the first time the Jays beat Atlanta, I had people crowd surfing at my house. Use the coasters. They were in the backyard. Everything got nuts. And then the next year after that, I was working at the Keg restaurant, working in the salad bar. And I took my buddy's shift. He gave me a brand new TaylorMade driver and $250. I had to take it. I walk out for a smoke break. Joe Carter went deep. And my friend Richard Garner hit the field. So tons of memories from championship games. Renzi, let's make more. Nice to see you down there, buddy. Hey.
Yeah, well, we're taking over Wild Wing. We'll get Richard Garner here. We're trying to figure some stuff out on the fly here as far as multiple microphones. We got a bunch of splitters and cables. Listen, we're doing our best, people. It is what it is, but we're throwing it down. And, you know, we're about 20 minutes away, 15, 20 minutes away from the arena. We were down at the arena earlier this morning. And listen, people started waiting in line to watch the game on the screen outside on Friday night. Like on freaking Friday night. Probably a little bit extreme. All right, so we'll take a quick break. Lewis on the radar. We're going to throw it down here. We got Richard Garner in the house. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, let's do this thing. We're doing the best that we can here. Going down live at Wild Wings. And you know what? The crowd is starting to fill up here. Give it up, boys. Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors! Listen, the city of Toronto is on fire. And I got to tell you, man,
I lived here a long time, about 12 years or so, give or take, even 13 or whatever, and never seen anything like this, where there's actually people waiting like for 72 hours to watch a game on a video screen. You know, like the scene out of Futurama, shut up and take my money. That's what's going on right now. I was in a store this morning, and there was a girl. I was in a store here this morning, and there was a girl, and she wanted to buy a Raptors jersey, and she said it was sort of like a hockey slash hybrid one. She said, do you have small? Because all you have is men's. And he's like, all we have is medium. Without missing a beat, she's like, I'll take it. Like, I saw people, it's so desperate. People are buying Jeremy Lin jerseys. Jeremy Lin jerseys are sold out. No, Jeremy Lin jerseys are sold out. Jeremy Lin. Like, when we were in a store this morning, and there was one jersey on the wall. It was Jeremy Lin. That's the only player they had left. We walked past an hour later. It's gone. It's actually gone. I've seen hundreds of T-Mac jerseys. And you know why there's everyone wearing T-Mac jerseys, Cam? Because T-Mac jerseys have been sitting in the dust in the back of the store for the last 26 years. And it's not like T-Mac's that popular of a legend of a Raptor. Everyone's rocking T-Mac jerseys because that's what all the stores have, because they're like, damn. We got those T-Mac jerseys that we never sold 22 years ago in the basement cam. It's freaking crazy, bro.
You're telling me, Moretti, and I'll tell you a story. I'm a big, big man, and I don't have a thin jersey. That's the thing about you. You look great in jerseys because you're long and lean. I have a Jose Calderon triple XL. It was a little tight on me, so you said it. And then my mom, you know the Raptors are popular when your mom's like, can you get me a We the North shirt while you're downtown?
Your mother asked for a We the North?
She goes, and tell Gabe to come over for dinner. I go, Mom, he's going to the game. He's only here for tonight. She wanted to invite you over for dinner, but I told her, I go, I'll do the best I can, but these shirts are selling like hotcakes. Nice, Oakley, hey. That's a great jersey, the oak tree. Nice. See, Gabe, that's better than Calderon right there. I got a Jose Calderon jersey if anybody wants it. Triple XL.
Sean away playing around. God, he's got a Charles Oakley. But that's like a new jersey, but with Oakley.
I can't find an old one in my size.
So how do what?
Those are real, bro.
They're making Charles Oakley jerseys?
I had to custom order it.
Oh, you custom. Yeah, I was going to say. The most hardcore random jersey we saw today, Jazz saw it, old school Raptor, Marcus Camby. That guy's repping. That guy's been around. When you're rocking the Marcus Camby, you've been around. Oh, Tabaka. Yeah. That's actually, Zad Tabaka is actually a hipster thing online. Do it for Zabat. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. You know what? We haven't seen any Mopeat jerseys. Haven't seen any Mopeat. Everyone's rocking a T-Mac. And another thing is, too, I've seen about 1,000 Kyle Lowry jerseys on the street today. Kyle Lowry actually is like my guy on the Raptors, but he's not that popular. But the thing is, you can't get a Kawhi jersey, right? So then it's like, all right, I'll get the Lowry. But now they're all the way down to the Lin bin.
I like that.
Yeah, they're now it's like no, it's like Siakam, no, Ibaka, no.
Yeah. OG. Even OG sells.
Oh, I'd buy an Ananobi right now. Yeah.
OG. You're an OG, Moranci. Yeah, I like it. Not the quarter bin, the Lin bin.
Yeah. We've got the Lin bin. The Lin bin. That's all that's left. So I go, I'm in a store this morning at the purple Vince Carter. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll rock the old school. I got the purple Vince Carter. And I'm like, well, I'll go check around. By the time I go back to get to Vince Carter, it's gone. The Vince Carter purple is gone. So then they had the old Vince Carter purple, the white ones, the dinosaur white jerseys. I was like, all right, I'll rep old school. Except all they had, Cam, was like your size, double XL. Because they never sold them. They, like, no one ever bought them over the years. And even the guy in the store, I said, well, I'll try it on. He goes, I'll be honest with you. Last guy to try it on, it looked like an effing skirt. So I tried it on, And like you said, he goes, the guy told him, he goes, I swear to God, buddy, he goes, you're pulling this off better than anyone all day, because he goes, you got long legs.
Exactly.
He goes, you can pull it off. It's a little big, but I don't like that Eminem style.
No.
I was like too baggy and long. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I went with this. Not a bad T-shirt.
Oh, it looks good. It looks real good.
Yeah. I donated it to the Raptor Fund, $40. Cam's like the only guy in the city that's not dressed in Raptor stuff. Cam's too cool for that.
Actually, Gabe, it's funny you mentioned that. I went for a walk, a very long walk from the train, and I was huffing and puffing, and my buddy called me. He goes, God, you sound horrible. He goes, I don't even think you could walk a hole in golf anymore. I go, I think you're right, Rob. He goes, you're going to meet me for drinks? I go, maybe. We'll see what happens later tonight. But you're right, Morency. My health is it's an issue. But you know what? I did bring another shirt in the bag because I'm sweating through this one. And we got a lot of stress off the top of the show.
Is it a Raptor jersey, though?
No, just the Vegas shirt that your buddy hooked me up with, the betting conference shirt. I don't have a Raptor shirt that fits. I'm sorry.
No, you're not conforming. You're not conforming. Just because everybody else has to wear Raptor gear, like, you know what I'm saying? You're not conforming. Neither is Richard Garner. So Richard Garner probably with the tweet of the week. So I'm going to the game. We're going to the game. It's going to be wicked. Garner's here, and Garner was asked, "Do you have a ticket to the game?" And I liked his answer. Ticket is a strong word. Ticket's a strong word. But he didn't say, no, I'm not going to the game. He goes, well, ticket's a strong word. Yet, we're setting odds on this. What are the odds that Richard Garner is going to be able to get into the arena? We were saying in a plus 350 range. It's tough. It's the NBA Finals. There's cops guarding Jurassic Park. Like, it's like a prison. There's like a fence and a fence and another fence and another cop. It's like it's over the top down there, Ken.
I'll tell you something, though. We've seen Garner's tricks at the UFC pretending to be a part of Dana White's entourage. He knows every trick in the book, Morency. It's kind of like a magician. He's got one more trick and card up his sleeve. I'm betting on him.
Maybe you roll in and pull the old, you pull in, get the F out of me. You know who I am? Like, you know what I mean? I'll have you fired very, very quickly. Why don't we get Richard Garner up here? Actually, you know what? We're going to a break in a second here. I better put the headset on because we are going to a break. What's going on, Yang? We doing all right in the pit here?
Yes, sir. We are live action right now. Glad to hear you guys over there in Toronto, buddy.
Hey, listen, we're doing our best here. We're sharing the mic, but it's all good. We got this pretty classily figured out. We have the mic stacked on a bunch of chicken wing plates.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome, man.
Is Mike Blewett stepping up?
Mike Blewett is going to step up at 4:24 after this break here.
All right, yeah, we'll just get Blewett off for a couple of minutes since we're here. We're going to get Richard Garner on. We got our man George in Boston. We're working on some tech things right now. We're trying to split stereo into mono, and Cam had a complete meltdown before the show started. I actually told Cam, and normally it's me raging, but I wasn't. I just calmly looked at Cam. I said, order a beer. You'll feel better. And he actually does. He's having a laugh. Like, you know, I think we need people in the chat are saying, wow, Cam crushed that Molson Canadian pretty fast.
I watch these loser NFL quarterbacks. Oh, beer challenge and stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? Like you want to step up, Richard? I don't like bragging about a lot of things, but I'm thinking in a beer chugging contest, I could hold my own. I've done it actually on a couple trips that I went to. I've done some serious damage. My brother won one in Jamaica at the age of 14.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
the door. Don't worry about Mike Blewett, gang. We're throwing it down here at Wild Wing in downtown Toronto, King and Bathurst location. And we're taking a place over, actually. I've never seen a group of dudes sit more awkwardly than us, and including the host, too. Like, the tables are sideways. Everything's sideways. We're squeezed in. Like,
no females.
I got to tell you, man. Like, and, yeah, there's one woman in this place, the waitress. It's essentially like, it's like we're a gay sports bar. It is gay Pride Month, so here we are. Pride represents the Raptors as well. So as we stated, all that was left was in the Lynn bin, and I wasn't spending $140 on a Jeremy Lynn jersey. So I ended up going with this. Not bad. I like it's a cross between the new school gold and that old school. He's the best.
Raptor?
Oh, I love the old Raptor. Somebody told me, like a Raptor hater, everyone's trying to rain on our parade, said, you guys have the stupidest name in sports. And I'm all like, it's the coolest name. The Raptor. The Raptor. Come on.
Said the guy from the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I know Mike Cardano and I, we've often wondered how come numbers ever, there's been every bird, but how come ever the Pigeons? They're very resilient.
Yeah, no shit.
The Pittsburgh Pigeons. You know what I'm saying? But Richard Garner with us. Good to see you, Richard. Thanks for coming down and joining us.
Happy to be here, Gabe. Old school, little time machine here in Toronto. And obviously, as Cam was saying earlier, part of history, the jersey stuff you were talking about before, it reminded me. Remember how you'd always reference that the guy in the peanut factory on The Simpsons? You all thought I was crazy for planning these drills, right? Some guy, think about it, some guy's wife or whomever, business partner, have been telling them, get rid of those T-Mac jerseys. We've been storing them for 20 years. You're never going to sell them.
You know the stores on Yonge Street that you go in a sports store, they don't have anything new.
Yeah.
They still have like a Mike Vernon, like Red Wing jersey. And like you said, it's not because they're hip. It's because they don't want to buy new merchandise. They're all over Toronto for years. You can buy a T-Mac or an old Vince Carter purple dinosaur jersey for like $42, all right? They are selling T-Mac camouflage version right now.
But they're not throwing – these guys aren't throwing out inventory. It's not like it's not like Sports Check, right? That, okay, these jerseys are done where they're going off, and all of a sudden you see a bunch of kids in Africa wearing Jean Tabac jerseys, right? Here are these guys, the old school guys up on Young or whatever, they keep them downstairs in the cellar. And he was like, one day I'm going to sell these. Cut to, it's the Lynn bin, and they're selling, like, all of these.
Well, honestly, that's why I'm like, I don't want a Jeremy Lynn jersey. I'll buy a Vince Carter or even a T-Mac. But like I said, you can't get a Kawhi Leonard. I haven't seen any Kawhi Leonards. Kyle Lowry jerseys are everywhere on the street right now. Basically, by the end of the night, there's not going to be a single piece of Raptor clothing. Left in the city.
Like lineups at merch shops, and to your point about the money, like these aren't cheap merch shops. You were at the one beside Real Sports. Everything in there is marked up 60% just because it's beside the building, and there's people lined up around the corner. I mean, it's obviously insane, but the one thing that hasn't been touched on, because some people say, well, of course, this is insane anywhere, L.A., whatever. No, that the difference was when this sort of franchise started, although with the Grizzlies at the time, they said that once the Grizzlies were gone to Memphis, this was Canada's team. It sounded like just something you say. Now you're seeing what that means. When you have a team all the way into the NBA Finals, one game away from winning, and you see Jurassic Parks in Halifax, you see them in British Columbia, you see them in Alberta. This is a phenomenon that's never been seen before. Like, even the Jays, when they won, it was 93, didn't have social media, didn't have all these things. So this is an unprecedented phenomenon in the history of sports, full stop. That's why it's another level. So being here, people are coming in. I know people that are coming in from across the country to be in the city, not to go to the game, to go to a sports bar just to be in it just in case they win. And they've said if they don't win tonight, they're staying till game 7.
Well, they better win tonight. They better win tonight, and that is the question. The number has actually come down. I believe it's down to like a pick 'em, one, minus 120. We'll check in. Let's get some updated numbers right now. And you know what? I'm glad that Kevin Durant's going to play tonight. It'll shut people. It can shut people up.
You know, I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of, if we had this, if they had that. It's getting old, Ken.
It's not just getting old. It's just stupid. How many times have other championship star players been out? But because it's the Toronto Raptors, we can just make excuses. The Raptors have been playing great ball game. They went in there and kicked their ass. There was total domination in the second half of the last game. You saw it. And I'll tell you something. No, I agree with you 100%. Hey, how's Durant going to play, though? This is a guy that hasn't practiced. He hasn't played since the 8th of last month. Game 5 against the Houston Rockets. That was the Western Semis, not even the finals, buddy. That's the crazy thing. So I know he's a special player, but... You know what I mean? Like, I can understand Boogie Cousins is a little bit bigger. His frame is bigger. But Kevin Durant still, what is he, some kind of Olympian? I got to tell you, yeah. We got the Raptors, Gabe, minus one now from 1.5 in the update. 215 up from 214.5. And money line, straight pick 'em? That's, how does a team with 1-point favorite be?
I'll lay the 110 instead of minus one, Cam.
Thank you. Thank you, Morenci. I concur. The Raptors should be 120 and Golden State should be plus one. It's a straight pick on the money. That's the book saying they like Golden State tonight. Well, you know what? We're going to go the other way, buddy.
Wow. Wow. It was 3.5 on Friday night after the game. Yeah. It's the Kevin Durant factor and it's the public's factor, but good. Good. I don't think the Raptors let up. I think the difference is Kawhi Leonard, and you know he's been there, done that. His attitude rubs off on everybody else. Kyle Lowry was all business after the game. Nick Nurse has been business after the game as well, stating we haven't accomplished anything yet. You know, I think they're going to be focused here tonight. Except Golden State, they have a winning pedigree, and they're not just going to roll over. I expect there to be a couple of stressful moments in the game tonight. It'll go back and forth a bit, but truth be told, the Raptors are just a better team right now. They're dialed in. They're in a zone. And what I like about this, guys, is we just beat them twice in Golden State. For the record, we're 3-0 in Golden State this year. But we just beat them twice in Golden State. And you know this as well as I do. All the Raptor role players, all the other players, the Ibakas, the Van Fleets, the Powells, even the Siakams, they're all better at home than they are on the road even. They're better. Like, when they're on the road, it's like, what are you going to get from Van Fleet? You're not really sure. Tonight, I expect all their shots to be falling here tonight. The game probably is going to, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes over the number, but I'm not going to mess with the total. But I think the Raptors' shots will fall tonight. Ibaka is usually better at home. Gasol is better at home. And tonight is a night, too. It's not game 7, it's a game 5, but it's time for Kawhi to really raise it up a notch. And let's finish this off. We can't be going back to California, Ken.
No, we can't be going back to California. I'll tell you another thing. I don't know what the hell got into Serge Ibaka the last game, but when he plays like that, Gabe, I've been waiting. That's the craziest thing is each guy like him has had a moment to go bananas. Gasol did it, too. He had a moment, a quarter and a half, two quarters, where he was unstoppable. Ibaka went bananas the last game. Like, when he got angry and started to take it to the rack and dunk on guys, the old angry Ibaka was back. That's the thing. These Raptors... Now they're taking it up levels. You've seen this, man. And I'll tell you something, Gasol and Ibaka, if they play like that again, that's the thing. The depth of the Raptors is deeper. The role players the Raptors have are better. They're executing more than Golden State. So now you're at home. They got to take care of business. I'm with you. You don't want to go back to California. It's now or never.
Let's check in on StubHub and see what the prices are going for. All right, so our... $1,733 U.S. plus service fees. That's for standing room. I'm looking right now. Courtside. Yes, I am. Courtside. Yeah. Like, someone... Yeah. Like, it's always the guys that are dressed the best that get the drunkest and cause the biggest trouble.
It's like you said, Morenci. It's the guy in the Spider-Man costume, not the rest.
Yeah. Like, settle down, Bay Street. Man, Toronto, it's only 4:30. These guys getting lit up here. Here we go. Man. So I'm looking here, Cam. Hey, what do you think of this price here, buddy?
Courtside? Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Yang, you like this one? Back to Kawhi action? If you want a courtside seat, you could pay $62,622 to watch the Raptors play Golden State tonight. I literally, Gabe, you could buy property in Vegas for that price. You can get a place.
That's Kawhi action for real.
So, this is, and get this, it's row B. It's not even the first row. And why do they do? Why would they add the extra $622? What, $62,000? Isn't enough? You got to tag another $622 on this.
Excellent point.
Another thing is too. Imagine being a scalper outside. Like, what? How you get paid a guy? What ATM? Let me go to the ATM. Try to pull $62,000 out of my cart. Like, what do you do? How do you pay a guy for this?
Good point. You have a meeting at a bank,
dude. I bought a Raptor ticket for $1,400 on PayPal the other day, and they froze my account. Imagine these guys, like, yeah, it's just a normal transaction, $62,000,
$62K. So is that courtside at least?
Yeah, second row.
Wow. So I've been hearing $100K per for floor.
Yeah, the Drake seats were $103,000. Those two seats beside him. The other night, they sold for $103,000.
Well, everybody wants to be there. We know that. But, and again, I don't want to jinx this. Obviously, I want to see this happen tonight.
Yeah, yeah, don't jinx this.
But let's just say things went the other way. Are we looking at numbers? We're looking like somebody's going to drop $350K to sit there. Like, I mean, this is where it's at on Game 5 for Clincher. Game 7 Clincher.
There's no Game 7.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Yang. Yeah, back to Kawhi action, fellas. We're here live from Wild Wing. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe taking a break. I'm here with my buddy Richard Garner. We're having a good time. And interesting, when we went through the betting board, Richard, the line from 3.5 when we saw, now it's only Raptors -1, but we've been betting for a long time. It's 10 cents either way on the money line. Wouldn't you make the Raptors -125, Golden State +105? Don't you find that very interesting that it's 10 cents either way? And the book that we bet with, I know a lot of Brits and Canadians bet on Mr. Green there. I find that very, very interesting. What's your take?
Well, I'm surprised, first of all. I think it tells you what they think Kevin Durant's impact would be on this game tonight, which I think if you're asking anybody, he's there for moral support. This is a symbolic move. There's no way you're dropping Kevin Durant into the fifth game of the NBA Finals. He's going off for 30. I suspect on offense, they put him in the corner. Right, as another option, space the floor, maybe hits a couple threes. But I'm asking you, Cam, on defense, how is Kevin Durant, with that injury, going to be running around chasing either Siakam, Kawhi, or whoever's on the floor? His defense is going to be a liability. I actually think it's better for the Raptors that Kevin Durant's, they're going to be 4.5 guys on defense every possession. And I don't see him being able to do tons. Maybe he'll hit a couple of threes, maybe gets 10 or 12 points. But it's a Hail Mary, it's desperation.
It's not just that, Richard. I was telling Gabe, I love the way that the bigs have played in spurts, especially. Like, when I saw Ibaka in that last game, he had basically like a 15-minute span where he was nuts. He was angry. He was dunking on guys. And him and Gasol have the talent and ability to do that type of thing. You remember Marc Gasol with Memphis. I've been in fantasy basketball. I watched games. The guy was a 24-point guy. Like, he could go inside and dominate. So I was always wondering. We knew the defense was good. We knew the defense was really good. But I'll tell you something, man. It looks, if these guys can play just the way they've been playing, and Kawhi in an elimination game brings it up, and you said it, man. Kevin Durant, this guy hasn't played, Richard, in a month and 5 days, basically, versus the Houston Rockets in that series. I don't care who you are. It took Boogie Cousins time to get back. Yeah, yeah, and look at him. He's got a vertical like me now. Like, you know what I mean? He can barely get off his feet. So I'm looking at it and saying, I just don't think right now Durant, know what he'll do? Like, that's the thing. Like, he'll plant and try to hit a couple of shots, but it's kind of like when Boogie Cousins came back. I kind of want the Raptors to say, okay, buddy, beat us. Yeah, go at us and beat us if you can. That's kind of my strategy there, Richard.
So what I would say about that, too, is this is also a lesson. If we remember the end of the Miami Heat's run and who ultimately was the sort of assassin at the end of that run, a guy by the name of Kawhi Leonard in the San Antonio Spurs. What happened once you get three or four guys who are about 80% of your payroll in a salary cap league? The rest of your bench are bums, right? And so all of a sudden, you're looking at a team like the Raptors, who are able to roll 9-10 guys a game, at a high impact, and then ultimately these guys, if obviously there's an injury, in the end, if it's not Steph and if you can't get combined 80 points out of Steph, Clay and Durant today, you don't win the game. Meanwhile, the Raptors are obviously being able to go where one night it's Fred, one night it's Siakam, one night it's Ibaka, one night it's Gasol. This is what happens after 4 or 5 years. Everybody's got to get paid, Cam. And at some point, the rest of your bench are guys that are making $1-2 million a year and they can't contribute.
Yeah, you said it, Richard. And I'm telling you, every single guy in this team has stepped up. Van Fleet's hitting shots. I saw something funny, too, where Van Fleet's from. He went to Michigan State. There's a city in Illinois. They're having Raptor Day. Like, they have their own Jurassic Park and stuff. Like, Fred Van Fleet did a lot for Wichita State and that community there. They got their own, like, party. And I'm not talking about a couple people either, Gabe. I'm talking about thousands and thousands. Kids were there early painting their faces, their bodies. Like, this isn't just a Canadian thing.
Well, you can't forget, guys, that Fred Van Fleet led Wichita State Shockers to the Final Four, as you mentioned, Cam. And I was talking to our boy T-Bone. He was in Denver, and he was watching in a sports bar in Denver. Some guy was fired up every time Van Fleet hit a shot. And he said, oh, you're a Raptor fan? He goes, well, I bet on him. And he said, but I went to Wichita State. And he said, Fred Van Fleet brought us to our only Final Four. And I don't know if he, like, I'm not going to say in NBA history that he's, I'm not going to go on record and say he's the only Wichita State Shocker in NBA history. You know, in the old days it probably was, but in modern era, Cam, not too many Wichita State Shockers. That guy, Ron Baker. Ron Baker's a backup, bro, with the Knicks, like, and stuff. Like, he's not, like, Fred Van Fleet's, like, actually making plays.
Yeah. Excellent point, Morency, and not just that. That team went to the Final Four. They were undefeated. That Wichita State team that they ran through, that was like the mid-major of all mid-majors they talked about. Remember back in the day, the George Mason Patriots, when they went deep and stuff like that. It's hard to find other than Sister Jean and Loyola, Gabe. You don't see stories like this anymore. And I'll tell you, Fred Van Fleet, he does a commercial in my neck of the woods for falafels, him and Norm, you know what I mean? And they spill the pizza guy on the boom mic guy, who's a Japanese kid, and he's getting all rattled. Sorry, Richard, you got money on the Cameroon game here. Canada up 1-0 on Cameroon, just an update into Ladies World Cup. We need that 2 goals. But I'll tell you, man, it's hilarious. If I was the owner of that Osmo's Mediterranean Cuisine, I'm a very happy guy with that investment now.
Yeah, money well spent. The one thing, too, we can say to that okay. One of the things we'll say, too, is everybody talks about, obviously, Masai Ujiri. And, I mean, you couldn't write a movie where a guy took a bigger gamble, rolled the dice bigger, and came up hot as a pistol. But everybody talks about Kawhi trade. They talk about Nick Nurse. But then you look at Fred Van Fleet. That's a guy who was undrafted, right? So, obviously, he went even through the second round, and the rest of the NBA say he's not worth taking a flyer. He's not just a piece on this team. He's a main part of the rotation. So, you go through the entire lineup of the Toronto Raptors, and you see a GM that's not only an excellent drafter, an excellent guy at spotting really high-value free agents, and obviously isn't afraid to make a trade. So, this is going to be, I mean, this is a guy that has to win Executive of the Year this year, which he's already won before. I don't think he goes to the Wizards either, but the point is you're talking about a 30-and-30 level movie of a guy who says, okay, I'm going to trade our number one player, a perennial all-star. I'm going to fire the coach of the year. And that, plus all the other moves that he made right now, he could write his ticket anywhere. He could go to the Knicks. He could go anywhere if he wanted right now. And he said he was going to build an NBA Finals and a champion here, and I honestly didn't believe it. And we're sitting here today. We're one game away from Toronto Raptors as champs.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Richard. And not just Fred Van Fleet, but if you're thinking about it, Siakam was taken 27th overall. Not easy to build a team in this sense that the Raptors don't have a single lottery pick. They don't have a single lottery pick on their team. Like Kawhi Leonard was drafted like 15th. I think he was 15th, actually. 15th overall. Siakam, 27th overall. Van Fleet undrafted. Like you go down the list, Kyle Lowry, same thing. Norm Powell, 46. Yeah, like you look at the contributors with the Raptors, not a single lottery pick on their basketball team. Yeah, and for Nick Nurse as well to be a rookie coach to get this far. Yeah. Well, you know what? This guy could be the only guy in the world ever to win a UK title and an NBA title. And he won a G League title, yeah.
The other thing I'll say, too, Gabe, about unprecedented, and you correct me if I'm wrong as well, I'm pretty sure we know the NHL has eights beats ones all the time, right? There's always upsets in the NHL playoffs. We see wild card teams win the Super Bowl in the NFL. But generally, basketball goes according to scripts. The best teams are there every year. And in this case, you had the Raptors open as a 3-1 dog against Milwaukee. It came down, but they opened it a 3-1 dog, and they opened as a 3-1 dog, 3-20, whatever it was, in the Golden State Series, and it got bet down by smarter people. But I got to believe this will be the first time in NBA history where a team was 3-1 underdog in two series in a row and went on to win the championship, and I don't think you ever see it again. Because to your point, teams are loaded down with lottery guys and big threes and incredible free agents. This is a story that is beyond just a great story for Canada. It's a great story for underdogs. It's a great story for people that like the underdogs.
It's actually a good story for basketball in a sense, in that, like, the Raptors are dismantling a so-called sort of dream team with the big sort of, and I don't want to hear about old Kevin Durant. It's like somebody told me, oh, boo-hoo, you don't have one of your four of your five All-Stars? Like, seriously. You know, nobody's feeling sorry for them. It's funny, though, people want to tag some sort of, well, oh, the Raptors, you guys, you know, they're injured this and, you know, asterisk that. I don't recall people talking right now. People talk about the Warriors, how great they were. How many people say, oh, yeah, do you remember the Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love didn't play in that series? They got hurt? Anyone bring that up? No. No, they don't, do they? It's funny. So I guess Curry and they weren't so great after all. I want to finish them off tonight. They've played, dude. The Raptors have played these guys five times now this year. Or excuse me, six times now. We played four games and two in the regular season. Yeah. They're 5-1. Yeah. All right, Kevin Durant played in those two games. Yeah. So they're 5-1.
And like Kawhi didn't play in Golden State.
Yeah.
Kawhi didn't play on the road, and they trounced them in Oakland.
So if they just win one more time, you can pretty much give a big middle finger and say, you know what, we played seven times this year. We beat them 6 out of 7 times. If you look at the quarters in the series through 16 quarters, the Raptors have won 12 of them. Like the Raptors have been a better team, dominant. But yeah, I think last night, even though it's different sports, it actually sort of helps the Raptors that the Blues lost last night. It's sort of that, hey, guys, look, they were at home. You know what I mean? They, you know, it's just the Raptors can't get caught up in their own hype. We've seen this before with a winning game, and then it's like, guys, you did so well, but you didn't have that sense of urgency. Have the sense of urgency tonight. But they did in Oakland, man, both nights, so why doubt them at this point?
And that's why I like that Durant's playing. And I don't think they would have been complacent. It's not like they would have been high-fiving in the locker room saying Durant's not playing. But the fact that he's going to be out there, it gets them even more focused. Again, Cam and I were talking. I don't see Kevin Durant as being a factor in this game. It's just impossible that he's not a liability defensively. I see him hitting a couple of threes. But in the end, they're going to be 4.5 guys on that court on the defensive end. And that Kendrick Perkins quote from a few games ago after game 3 and what you've heard throughout the NBA, and again, from players, right? This is key. Not from media guys, from players where they say, holy, and he used the word scary, Kendrick Perkins, in that tweet. He said, I just saw something super scary. I saw these guys just beat Golden State Warriors at Oracle to go up 2-1 in the NBA Finals and walk into the locker room without high-fiving, without even woo-wooing, and looking like they're on a business trip. What does that tell you? It tells you the team has inherited the personality of Kawhi Leonard. It's not just, you know, everybody says it, but a lot of guys don't do it. This team absolutely is not going to celebrate until they get it done. And I'm not worried about them showing up, getting completely like the Blues, who probably got caught up.
Kawhi Leonard get caught up. The guy won't even fist bump you back. he's like, I love that. He just pointed court. Like, you know what I thought about that when I saw it? And actually, they asked Kawhi about this, Rachel Nichols. He said kind of what I thought. He goes, to be honest, I was so focused, I didn't see him.
Yeah.
He goes, I didn't see. And then, yeah, and he goes, when I saw finally, he goes, I thought he meant our prayer circle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told him, there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he didn't. He goes, I'm sorry to leave you hanging like that. And he goes, because Norm said, you know, it's all over the internet. Right? And when Kawhi says he doesn't go on the internet, I actually believe him, too. Like, Kawhi's like, no, I don't go on social media, so I don't know about that. But he said, Powell told me that everyone was laughing at him. And I told him, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But, you know, Kawhi, you're right. Kawhi has that killer instinct about the job not being done. And I think it does rub off on everybody because he doesn't – they can't walk in with a swagger when they look over and see Kawhi as serious as he is right now. And I, what I like, Nick Nurse was more smiley earlier in the playoffs. Each game he's more intense and he's almost meaner like before the games. It was almost like earlier in the playoffs he was pleading with them. All right, guys, come on, can you do this? Can you do this? The other night he was like, I need you to be urgent. Discipline, and he's looking at them like, don't F me. Like, I'm not playing around right now.
Kind of like me when I found out we couldn't have two microphones today, right, Gabe? It's because I care. Nick Nurse cares, buddy. He cares. And I'll tell you, Kawhi is the anti-athlete of nowadays, and I love it. Everyone is me, and celebrate, and look what I did. Wow, I pitched 5 innings, and I'm making $35 million a year. Kawhi goes out there, doesn't pitch to the refs, and just delivers. He is the perfect type of human being. I pray he stays.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right. Game time decisions. Ready and Rage Radio. We're throwing it down here. We're a wild one. Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors! All right, so the countdown to tip-off is on. We're going to be heading into level two. Cam will get us caught up to date. We got a video feed going. We sent out the link on Twitter. Right now, if you go over to twitter.com/sportsrage, you get our video link. Audio, of course, is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We've got Richard Garner in the house. And you know what? We've got quite a few of the regulars here as well. We'll bring them on. And once we get into level two here, we got Shano, a real cool dude, despite the fact he's a Boston fan. Good guy. We've got Jason Steer in the house. Coming down. We got Pete and the crew. We got Michael. We're going to bring all you guys up one by one. Just remember, remember this is a family program. That's all, you know, say what you want. Just, you know, try to, you know, lay off the F-bombs because Yang's the one that gets blamed for it. Right? You know, we want to put Yang in a bad spot. And yeah, that's right, JP. Our Bay Street guy actually is John Gotti's lawyer. He is with us in case there's any issues later tonight during the riot or anything like that. Me and Cam have legal representation as we might need. And listen, I don't want to speculate. I don't like getting ahead. We can't get ahead of ourselves at all here, guys. But I don't know. It's going to be like over the effing top if they actually win tonight. Oh, yeah, and I understand, Yang. What's up? A helicopter crashed into a building on 7th Avenue or something today?
Man, I didn't even know about that. I be minding my business, buddy.
You didn't even know, huh?
See, yeah, I'm one of them ones that
didn't even know.
That see something and don't say nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is even if you saw the helicopter crash, you ain't talking.
Yeah, I gotta make it to work, baby. I got a show to produce.
Kev, you can hear. Yeah, Yang's like, I don't know, I didn't see no helicopter, but if I did, I ain't saying nothing.
Be like, I'm headed to work, baby. I don't see no evil here, no evil.
Yeah, Yang's from Spanish Harlem, man. You don't stay alive as long as Yang, and Yang's old. You know, you don't stay alive that long talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see nothing. Yang talks less than a Raider fan. Game time decisions.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Yang, buddy. Yeah, I told Richard, too. He's got to speak into the mic there. Hey, everybody. Oh, we're live from Wild Wing. Great atmosphere here. Yang, we the North. Back to Kawhi time. It's all here, Yang. The Warriors still saying Kevin Durant game time decision. KD saying it himself. He is going to play. He was at the morning practice and shoot around. All signs point to a goal. Question is, how many minutes will he play and will he be effective? KD's Steve Kerr says he looked pretty good in practice here. That's from the coach of the Golden State Warriors. He hasn't played since Game 5 of the Houston Rockets series in the Western Conference semis. That's a long time ago, guys. Back on May 8th, prior to the calf strain, the two-times finals MVP was on fire. A monster, 34.2 points a game, 5.2 boards, and 4.9 assists with 1.9 steals and a block through 11 postseason appearances. Freddie Van Fleet for the Raptors. Yeah, he took a shot in the face. He's got a chipped tooth, wearing a mouth guard tonight. Sounds like a hockey series. Toronto up 3-1. It's the first of the elimination game, but the line has dropped, everybody. From a betting perspective, the Raptors now just 1-point favorites in this game. It was 3.5 a while ago. What? 2.5, 2.15 is your total. And the money line 110 both ways, which is very fishy as well, because when a team's favored by one, it should be about $1.20 or $1.25 on the money line. So we'll see what happens. First quarter line, Raptors -0.5 point, -115 money line, 55 is your total. First half line, Raptors 0.5 favorites, money line -120, total 109 for the first half. If you want to bet the game that way, series price, Toronto -450, Warriors +350. Tony Parker calling it a career, everybody. The four-time champion and six-time All-Star retiring today after a brilliant 18-year career. He was the number 28 pick overall in the 2001 draft. Very, very solid. Spending his first 17 years with the San Antonio Spurs, averaging close to 19 points a game, 6.3 assists and 3 rebounds per contest. The New Orleans Pelicans have begun providing Anthony Davis suitors a framework for a potential trade. They say everything's on the board, multi-team and multiplayer scenarios. This according to ESPN. All of the LA and New York franchises interested, the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, and Nets have all acquired about AD. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. We're going back to Boston for a decisive game. The Bruins in this contest, -165, total 5.5. Uh-oh, I got the Blues. Uh-oh. The Bruins said, the premature article in the St. Louis paper claiming the Blues Stanley Cup champions really pissed them off and gave them extra juice for that Game 6 win. We go that one goes down on Wednesday night. Baseball betting board tonight. We got a lot of action here. Two games at 7:05. Yang's backyard, battle of New York City. We got the Subway Series, Mets and Yankees. Yanks -205, 9.5. Vargas versus Tanaka. Arizona and Philly. The Phillies laying $1.40, 9.5. Clark versus Eichhoff. We got three games at 7:10. Oakland at Tampa Bay. The Rays monster favorites in this baseball game, -240. Anderson versus Morton. Texas and Boston. The Red Sox, Shano's Red Sox, -270. Minor versus Sale. 8 is your over under. We got St. Louis is -140 at Miami. Waka 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 versus Alcantara. 8.5 is your total in that game. 7:20. Waka waka. Yeah, we got Pittsburgh and Atlanta. The guys like that. My cheesy jokes are they're selling right now, Yang. They're selling. Musgrove versus Gossman. 8:10. We got Washington, 50-cent favorites at the White Sox. Sanchez versus Despagny. We got 8:40 action. Cubs in Colorado. Rockies, $1.45 favorites, 11. You Darvish on the hill versus Marquez. And at 10:07, LA Dodgers, -180, taking on the Angels, 8.5. And if I were to tell Morenci that Shinjin Ryu is the favorite for the National League Cy Young at -125, I would be telling the truth. He's taking on Channing tonight for the Angels. NASCAR race postponed. It's going to get going in about 2 minutes' time today. Joey Logano, the pole for the Firekeeper Casino 400 for Michigan International Speedway. Kurt Busch, the favorite, +260. Kevin Harvick, 4-1. Truex Jr. and Keselowski both ring in at 6-1. Women's Cup of World Cup. This one is just a final. Canada beating Cameroon 1-0. They won. No, but they did not cover the spread. No, they did not cover the spread. They got to win by two there. Bay Street, Argentina, and Japan. Game scoreless. It's a problem. Auburn and North Carolina. Auburn, 8 runs in the first inning. The Tigers pouncing on the Tar Heels. 14-7 the final. And Gabe, the Razorbacks just scored 2 runs. They're up on Ole Miss. 2-1 College Baseball World Series. It's getting deeper and deeper, the Super Series. And we'll have our buddy Gamblu break this stuff down a little on later in the week. We got the Canadian Open. Rory McIlroy was on fire. Now we have the U.S. Open. The favorite. He's gone from 15-10 to 10-1. DJ, the favorite, 8-1. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 Red Heat and Rage Radio live from Wild Wings, everybody. Stick around. We got Raptor Fever.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that's given to you.
Game time decisions.
Wow. Game time decision. Red Heat Rage Radio. We're throwing it down here. We're a Wild Wing. Crowd's getting into it. It's early. The city is lit. Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors! Yeah, we're ready to rock. Raptors ready to rock. And I like it that all the money's coming in right now. The Golden State Warriors is down to -110. We'll be laying it down. We're going to put everything we have in our account down on the Raptors here. I already have those futures. I have the Raptors at +230 to win the series. I've got Kawhi Leonard to win MVP at +245. And now we're going to put another nickel down on the Raptors here tonight. I'd like to put more, but I spent my money to get into the game. I don't have that much money. I like when somebody asked Jazz, they said, where are you sitting tonight? He said, we're barely in the building. Now, Cam, actually, you know the area, actually. I've never even been up there. Like, I think I have, but I don't really know. But basically, yeah, we're section, like, 3-9. Like, I don't know. We're assigned a standing spot, but we're standing. And level 319 or 322 or something like that. What is that up there?
Well, let me tell you where it is, Morency. Real high. I can tell you one thing. I think you might be in the final row. And I'll tell you, it gets really dangerous up there. Good thing you're a tall, lanky, slithery guy who could get in between people. Hope you're not between two fat clowns because it could get real dangerous tonight. I told you I had seats like that for a Buffalo Sabres Leaf game, and I fell out of the sky and went through a guy's seat. Remember? I actually fell after a goal, slipped, and went 5 rows down and went through a plastic seat in half. Still didn't get kicked out because I apologized. But it got real stupid that night. Be careful, buddy, because a lot of people spill beer. You don't want to take a tumble.
Yeah, but you know what? It sounds like it's my type of section because you can drop F-bombs up there and get pretty hammered, right? You're sitting down there courtside. You know, I got yellow carded before down there. They have the yellow card, red card format.
Yeah. I didn't know they had that, yeah. The bootlicker section?
Yeah. Yellow. So it's like soccer. Yellow card, you get the warning?
Yeah.
They tag you with the yellow card. They give you like a bracelet, and they know that they write it down. Then next is red card. You're out. You get one warning. Yeah. So let's look up and see who the referees are. Because, oh God, you know the conspiracy. You know the NBA is going to want to get another game out of this at least once again. But it is in Toronto, and the referees might get like murdered if they screw around. I don't want to talk like that, but you might. I'm just saying. Oh, God. Ed Malloy. Malloy! I swear to God, Malloy, if you screw us, I will find your hotel and punch you in the face. And, like, really? Like, you're not going home if you screw us tonight.
Gabe, you usually don't have a story, but I do about Ed Malloy. He came into Shoeless Joe's one day when I...
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Back to Kawhi action. What's up, Yang? Too bad you weren't here yet. You'd like it down here. Throw it down to the six.
It's all right, buddy. It's all right. I'm there in spirit, baby. I'm rooting for the Raptors tonight. I think with Kevin Durant coming back tonight, the Raptors are going to show that they can beat them with KD, baby.
I like it. I like it. You know what we do with KD in Canada? We eat it.
That's what I do, too.
Just like, yeah. Just like Curry.
Curry man.
Yeah, the only KD that people care about in Canada is Kraft Dinner. We eat the curry and the six.
We eat it.
Finish it
curry
off.
Goats.
Listen, I'm going to send you exactly. That was the best video. Louis Rankin. We like the curry and the six. Curry, chicken, red snapper, goat. We don't like the Stephon Curry. There's actually a billboard here, Yang. It was great. There's a curry place. And you could not find a place, Richard, that has found a way to rip off the Raptors, the NBA, and the brand without paying them in this restaurant on King Street. It's a curry place. And Kawhi Leonard's name is Claw, his nickname. So they have a big sign outside, but like it's like nicely done, like a poster with like, it's a picture of like three different people, Raptor fans, eating curry. And it says, crush that curry, hashtag claw. And it's basically crush the curry, and it said crush the curry in the six. So, like, people in the six who, like, there's a lot of people who like curry here. So they found a way to market this. So it's great stuff. But I'm going to send you a video here, Yang.
All right, buddy.
We'll play the audio only, obviously. Yeah, we can only get the audio here, but... It's the We the North updated. It'll get you fired up, too. I wish we could play all of it, but you watch this video, yeah, you're going to be ready to hop on the court yourself, ready to play. No, so all the money's coming in on the game. You guys don't know this. I'll tell you in the bar here. Some books now have the Golden State Warriors favored tonight. Hey, what's up? What's up, Bay Street? Come over here, Bay Street. Have a seat, Bay Street. We'll get credit. Hey, what up? Remember, Bay Street, no F-bombs. No F-bombs, Bay Street. What's up, Bay Street?
Well, I have to come down here because Gabriel hates blue suits, brown shoes. But I'm here anyways. We're going to lay the money down on the Raptors.
Oh, I love you, bro. It's all good.
I love you, too.
You look like a very successful man. People in the chat think you look like a mob lawyer.
Well, no, I'm running your door like you told me to. I'm collecting your cover charge.
Yeah, $20 a piece?
Yeah, that's what it was. No, but we're coming down here to represent the Raptors. We're going to be, we're ready for something special to happen, right? Yeah. So I got my camera with the boys. You're going into the building. I'm not into the building yet. I will be at Real Sports. But Gabriel Morenci and Cam Stewart, Gardner, best guys in the industry today. We're going to have a great show. Go Raptors, go.
I appreciate it, Kevin. It's great to see you down here, buddy. Give it up, Kevin. Great to see you, Kevin.
We didn't know.
We got our man, Sean
O'Camp.
It's great the cross. We got people who came from the Waterloo area. We got regulars from Scarborough. Sean O's father's here, who's an old school viewer of ours on the Score Television Network in the old days as well. We got Richard Gardner in the house. A lot of people enjoying this, just like the old days.
You said it, Morenci. I was just talking to Sean O's old man who told me he used to bust his ass home from work to watch us when we were on TV in the old days. We appreciate all you guys for coming out. Supporting just show. As I said before, I work with a lot of people in the business, and I'd like to thank Richard Gardner for all the things that he's done for me and Gabe, putting us together. We became great friends. Gabe's the hardest working broadcaster in show business, ladies and gentlemen. You know me. I work hard. I get frustrated doing the updates and stuff when the mic's not working, but I do like to throw it down at the casino now and then. Gabe will do a show on his deathbed. This guy loves it so much. He's the best in the business. Morenci, I want to say, for you, with all the shitty bad luck we've had at Bills games, going from like partying to the outhouse. Hopefully tonight's the night that it actually changes.
I appreciate that, Cam. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, people wonder, this thing that me and Cam were somehow, I don't know, we were born. Like, we came out of, like, a raptor egg or something, like, together years ago. But it was actually Richard Garner that put us together, Richard, I don't even know. It was about 12 years ago, I guess, or something like that. What year did that start? 2005, 6?
2006, I believe you were you were hires number 2 and 3, actually. Because I remember this.
Who was hire number one? You?
Well, after me, Gentilli.
Gentilli, number one. Well, some mistakes were made.
Marinci was stolen from Montreal.
Yes. Well, actually, yes, as the story goes, Stephen Rapp, your old buddy Steve Rapp.
I thank him. I have to thank Stephen Rapp as well.
He gave me the heads up. I had a meeting with him and Randall the Handle. About doing some stuff for the network. He goes, have you ever heard of Gabriel Morenci's in Montreal? I said, I've never heard, like, I don't get 990, whatever. He goes, you literally can't have something called Hardcore Sports Radio without Gabriel Morenci. I said, well, I know another guy I used to work with over at Sportsnet, Cam Stewart. Let's find a way to get them together.
And the rest is history, as they say, in this industry. And here we are right now. But like you said, Cam, you know, you and I, man, we've been to great cups. We've been to crap games. We've been to regular season CFL games. We've been to, like, you name it. But here we are now, a championship, a real championship. You know, honestly, like, next to the Leafs winning a cup, this is as big as it gets in the city. And to be honest, the Raptors are bigger than the Leafs now.
No, and that's before people would say, blasphemy. Are you crazy? You say, no, it's different with the Raptors. It's everybody. It's kind of like what we talked about. Right, Richard? Like, you could go down to a Blue Jay game and they're hardcore fans, but Gabe talked about it before. You don't see 12 to 14-year-old girls on their phone crying, watching like a Raptors game compared to anything else. You don't get that with the Leafs anymore, and I will say this. Hey, people love the Leafs, but the Raptors is a whole community thing. It's every color, every culture, man, woman, child, you know what I mean, old, young. Whereas the Leafs, I hate to say it, like, I'm a fan, but there's a lot of old white guys who are Leaf fans. You kind of bring it down with your family. I just tell it the way it is because I can't lie. But I think the Raptors are bigger than the Leafs now. And for people in the States that don't know, let me tell you something. The fan base here, basketball was invented by James Naismith, and it is crazy. Nobody. I don't care. Like, I'm watching other teams' celebrations. Nothing compares to Jurassic Park. I even say it. Like, they're like, wow, what a party in St. Louis for the Blues. I'm like, that's like 1/50th of, like, the size of the Raptors party. It's like, and I, you know, come on, people. Let's get real.
We didn't know if.
And, Yang, we sent you the audio here.
I'm ready, buddy.
You'll be able to hear it. Nobody does hype videos. Like, the Raptors, social media, PR, just everything is first class. And Yang, do you have the Gmail audio I sent?
Yeah, I got it, buddy. I'm all set. Ready for waiting for
a second. All right, let's play
OQ.
This. Let's do this. We the North. Like I said, great video, but you'll get the sense of the audio.
In many ways, we're in a league of our own. One step removed, just beyond the boundaries. Some would say we're on the outside looking in, but from our perspective, we're on the outside looking within. Because that's where the effort resides. Toughness is found. The aggression is tapped. On the inside. We're far from the east side. Miles from the west side. Nowhere near the south side. We are the north side. A territory all our own. And if that makes us outsiders, we're in.
Video is freaking sick. The video is sick. When it got the part we in, yeah, here it is. The part we in, they have Kawhi Leonard dunking the ball after. It's nice, though. The Raptors showed everything. They go Jane and Finch. They show kids on the street, the projects. Like you said, Cam was talking about it. There's pretty much like nothing the Raptors haven't done successfully besides win a championship. Like, this is it. 25 years coming, man, from Damon freaking Stoudemire. And I saw a game in year effing one, man. And you know, I saw that game. Crazy story, too. I know we're going to break soon, but I wasn't even on the radio yet, but my buddy was 25 years ago. I've been in this 18 years. So 1995, I was living with my buddy,
and I was in Homicide and stuff, but, you know, I was a big sports fan. We'll tell you the story on the other side. We're going to break here, but he worked at a radio station, and they were in Montreal, and they were giving away Raptor tickets, hotel room, and train tickets. The person that won wasn't claiming it, and he basically told me, if they're not here by noon, it is yours. But the train leaves at 12:30. So it's one of those, boom, it worked out, we went.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's getting crazy here. Wild Wings trying to fill up. Litter.
Hey! Let's go, Raptors! Let's go, Raptors!
Yeah, we're throwing it down here. Yeah, I don't know if we can get a crowd shot here. We got a shot here going. And, hey, Bay Street, you just knocked our plug out.
Oh, no, really?
It's always that Bay Street.
At least that ain't my fault. Good. At least that ain't my fault, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the first time.
Yeah, come on, Bay Street. Settle down, Hazer. Oh, boy. Wow, tip-off is less than 4 hours away. Looks like the rain is starting to pick up right now. The kids are getting poured on out there to Jurassic Park. Our boy Feinberg is rolled in the house. We got Richard Garner throwing it down here. Let's get Jason off for a second. Get for a second here, okay? Jason, good to see you. Jason, another long time. Old school rageaholic. Jason Toronto. You know Jason's real because he doesn't have one of the new Raptor jerseys. Like, you got the old. Yeah. So what's up, Jason? Good to see you. You're born and raised in Toronto? How long you live here for?
Yep, born and raised. Long-time Raptor fan, obviously. City hasn't seen a champion in a while.
Yeah, so we're like, were you a kid when the Blue Jays won?
Yeah, I was 13, 14, so.
Oh, well, that's it. You remember it then.
Banging the pots and pans on the street after they won. No Yonge Street party. Yeah, the city hasn't had a big winner in the Big Four in a long time, so TFC and Argos.
Yeah, it's not the same MLS.
Big sports, so yeah, tonight's the night, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, we hope it is, man. I tell you, let's be real. The city of Toronto has not had a ton of success or good luck. There's been heartbreak. And look, man, the Toronto Maple Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. The Toronto Blue Jays haven't won a World Series since 1993. Yes, TFC won the MLS Cup. It was a big deal. It was a big parade, and people did care, and it was cool, but it's not the same. It's just not the same as winning the World Series, the Stanley Cup. But the thing is, the Raptors are actually the most popular team in the city. It's not just because they're winning. They have been. It's been a culmination up to this. And we're freaking close. Money's starting to come in, though, on the Golden State Warriors. What do you think happens tonight? What's your prediction?
I think the Raptors will take it. Everyone was saying a month ago how Golden State's better without KD. But all of a sudden, when it really matters, they all want them back. So I don't think you'll be that effective. You know, it's a tough injury to rush back from. So hopefully Bench does their job. Serge and Gasol can go interchange. And Raptors should take it, no problem.
The Raptor role players are better at home. And they have been. If you notice that, Richard, it's one of the reasons why I feel confident about tonight's game, in a sense that, look, Gasol has played well on the road, but he's more comfortable at home. It's the Kawhi factor and him not letting them get ahead of themselves. I think that's the difference tonight.
We've heard the stats now, too. I think it's, what is it, how many quarters of the – there's four games, right? So 16 quarters.
They've won 12 of them.
So 12 out of 16 quarters to this point. You can really take the 6 minutes of game two in the third quarter was the only real bad period of basketball this team has played in four games. Like, you don't get that – you don't roll out of bed and get lucky. You're either the better team, you're either the team that's better coached, or you're more confident, or all three things. And you saw the Golden, you saw like Draymond, these guys were talking in the post after the last game, like you were getting the old, you know, I don't know, man. Like, you got to give them credit. Like, it wasn't the old, look, we lost that game, we didn't play. No, it was like, they pretty much think they've done everything they can without Kevin Durant. They come out of that first half only up four. They know they're in trouble. Kawhi, you know, drops 2 3-pointers to start, and everything's over after that. And the first time you've seen these guys who have been the bullies, essentially, outside of the LeBron show in you know, when they were down 3-1, they don't know how to handle it. They're not that tough. They're resilient guys. They're champs. I'm not going to pretend they're not. But they know when they're right now not the better team, and they know they're not the better team right now. And as I said, Durant coming back to me helps the Raptors. Yeah. It gets them more focused, and it's 4.5 guys on the court on D. There's no way Kevin Durant's going to come into this and be effective. He's a liability on defense tonight. And I think Steve Kerr is desperate. I think he wants to see him on the bench more than he wants to see him on the court.
I agree with everything you just stated. They were sort of starting to panic a little bit. Looney came back with the fractured collarbone. Then it was like, well, what about you? He's got a free agency looming. But exactly what happened when Boogie Cousins came back the first night? He was gassed. He didn't play well. You guys got to understand that Kevin Durant hasn't played a game since May 8th. He practiced for the first time yesterday for like 10 minutes, and it didn't go well. He had ice on it. As you stated, I actually think it's a problem, and it hurts them more than it actually helps them. It's not like Klay Thompson was off for one game, which actually probably gave him a breather after this long haul, and he was refreshed, and he could hit the 28 points. Kevin Durant ain't going off for 28 tonight. And another thing is, too, if you notice, the brilliant thing I love about Nick Nurse, which shows he's the sign of a great coach, is the adaptability from a game-by-game basis. And now that you notice, Richard, in games 3 and 4, without Klay Thompson and with an injured Klay Thompson, this is when the Raptors have begun to run with the ball. This is when the Raptors have begun to push the pace. And the fact is, you look, Klay Thompson's got a bad hamstring. Now Kevin Durant comes back. That's just good coaching to say, we're not scared of Golden State. Make them run. Draymond can't run with us. Kevin Durant's not going to be able to run with us here tonight. I think, and another thing is, too, you set up in a half-court set, they find ways of getting their guys open for threes. We're actually, like, a little deeper than they are, and I think more athletic, quite frankly, that you notice. We push the pace, and we play fast-break basketball. We've beaten them by double-digit points on their home court. So don't slow down. You slow down, the Raptors start to play nervous. The Raptors play better when they play fast.
Yeah, and if you look at the depth, right, we talked about it a little bit earlier. It happened to the Miami Heat. It happens to the salary cap league. At some point, you got 4 guys with 80% of your payroll, and the guys that you're rolling in, I'm not going to say they're bums, but they're not top flight guys, obviously, depth-wise. So now you look at a guy like you would have said a depth guy was – you would have said a depth guy was Sean Livingston, right? Remember how Sean Livingston was a real option for this team over the course of this run? I don't know if he's hurt. Doesn't look good. He certainly hasn't been dangerous.
If you remember, Livingston's been a thorn in our side even back in his old New Jersey net days, too.
So he does. I mean, you would have said, okay, Livingston's a guy that could step up. Iguodala hit the big shot in game 2. But outside of that, Iguodala hasn't been a factor. Like, nobody else other than Curry or Clay have been a factor in the series. And why is nobody talking about Draymond? Like, I don't care how much, you know, triple doubles. I know what his game is. If you're seeing a team that's under, man, Draymond's, how many threes has Draymond hit in the series? I'd be surprised if he's hit 2. So, I mean, if you're not going to get that out of Draymond Green, you're going to get more scoring. He's got to be 20 plus. He's been around, you know, double-double, triple-double type numbers, but all around 10s and 12s. So Kevin Durant doesn't come in and score 30 in this game. Kevin Durant, if they get 15 out of Kevin Durant in 15 or 20 minutes, they'll be thrilled.
Richard Garner with us. Jason, it's good to see you, bro. Enjoy the game. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you in a minute. We'll bring some more of the crew up. Let's get the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Is it Jordan Cupple? What are you drinking over there? Got some Richards or some Molson? What do you got here?
I'm just drinking. I'm just drinking Molson Canadian, courtesy. Thank you, Hainzer. Jeff Feinberg shaking me down. We're going over U.S. Open picks this week, Gabe. It's funny. It's Raptor weekend. And Jeff,
I heard you guys crying. All right, finish in fourth place. Hey, it's no golf talk here today. It's like if I went to Feinberg's Charger Super Bowl party and I'm talking about UFC, be like, hey, hey, this is a Charger party.
Hey, I will say one thing. Tony Ferguson helped us out on Saturday. But you know what? Gabe, you were absolutely right when you were talking to Gamblu. You're like, that Brazilian guy is going to screw me. I was thinking
about, I told you they choke.
He cost me a $300 parlay. Thanks for nothing. I'm never betting against Cejudo again. That guy's head's made of titanium. My girlfriend even said, she goes, you bet against this guy? Are you stupid? He's dodging frisbees from his knees. His knees. Did you see his pre-fight ritual? The guy's on his knees dodging like discs flying at his head. And she goes, you bet against this guy? You're an idiot. And you know what? My girlfriend was right.
I said it too. I'm like, man, this guy, I'm like, he's an Olympic champion, guys. And I'm like, and I was telling him about just, I'm telling you. Brazil, like UFC, Brazilians, since this post-steroid days, they're no good. They're all, did you stop before? They're on steroids. Now they're not. They're chokers. They're chokers.
Morenci said it on the show. He goes, Gamblu, I don't know if I can trust this guy. He goes, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. And I look at my parlay, and I even took that black, the Stewart guy from England, the dentist. Because his last name is Stewart. He's black and from England, but I bet him because he's plus 155. I'm like, this guy's amazing. Every time I bet on Stewart, he wins. I always lose. Win, win, win. And then all I needed was that last match. And my girlfriend says, I don't know. Cejudo, this guy's a killer. And I should have listened. I should have. Morenci, good call by you, though. You can't trust the Brazilian in that situation. It just didn't work.
Excellent point. Hey. Yo, what's up, man? Hey. Introduce yourself to the Rageaholics here. Where are you from? You got another regular in the house.
Hey, my name is Mike Stromey. I'm a big-time Rageaholic from Kitchener, Ontario.
All the way from Kitchener? You drove up Kitchener today?
Nah, I took public transportation.
Nice. So you gonna watch a game here after?
I think so. Yeah, it's the place to be here on the Wild Wings on Kang.
Yeah, hopefully the Raptors win, and we'll come back and party with you guys here after the game.
Oh, man. It's a thrill to be on with Gabe and Cam, man. I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, some kids come home and watch French Press and Barrel Air reruns, but I'm watching Hardcore Sports Radio, baby.
And now what? You're a degenerate gambler and alcoholic too, right? I'm sure.
A little column A.
Sometimes I feel bad. People come up to me, I just see you, Gabe. I'm thinking.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Rolling. We're kicking it here at Wild Wing. What up, Wild Wing? What up, Toronto? Let's go, Raptors! That's how we throw it down. The place is actually starting to fill up for real. Now, there's lineups all over the city. All over the city right now. If we can ask Jazz to... It's funny, Jazz is like a quiet, laid-back guy, but he's been like the loudest and comes over to where we are, and it never is even talking about the show. He's always like explaining like how he grows weed or like how he, like, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, like, you know, yeah.
I don't want to put my greasy mitts on this thing, and I got sweaty ears, but I will say that Jazz, Morenci loves you like a brother. You went out to the store to get the splitter. You're good with me. He can't say nothing about you, okay? And your prices are fantastic. There you go, Gabe. Looks like you were doing a promo.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not even getting paid by TV.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's good. Yeah, yeah, we're trying to do a show here, and I hear Cam talking about his Actifry. Why don't you tell us about your Actifry, Cam, and what you can do with that thing? You remember when we were doing the show? Remember when we were doing the show last week, 2 weeks ago? I know, I told you. And Cam actually said, best line ever from Cam on the radio. He goes, Gabe, I think there's a fire in my kitchen. He goes, there's a fire in my kitchen. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
Let me explain why. You guys, I got to tell you guys a story. One night I was cooking French fries, and it got real dangerous in the house. And I'll tell you, you got to be real careful with hot oil. I actually had like a straight-up fire in my kitchen, and I almost had a heart attack and a panic attack. Morenci, he knows the way I panic before shows when we don't have two microphones. But just before the flame, I'm not even joking, Richard. Like, it really rocked my world. I go, I can't throw water on this fire because I'm going to die. I grabbed flour and, like, covered my whole kitchen in it and just knocked the fire out. I go, I will never deep fry at home again. So I got this Actifry from Tefal. They're not even paying me. And let me tell you, Morenci came over. We had butterfly shrimp that were so crispy. We had chicken wings that are tender. You could cook anything in this thing. Pork tenderloin. It's amazing. I'm just telling you, if you don't have a Tefal Actifry, you're a stooge. Get one if it's on sale and stop deep frying in your house. Back to you, Morenci.
I swear to God, that should be an ad, Richard. They're not paying me, but I got to tell you, the Tefal Actifry. This is right out of Krusty. Hey, Krusty. I thought you said those guys were creeps. Yeah, that's before I met them. And I tell you, the Camaro is the roomiest car I've ever been in.
Sorry, Larry.
Even Bart said, wow, this is roomy.
Actually, good point, Larry. Baking soda, not flour. I've had a few drinks. You don't throw water on a fire, you will die. And I'll tell you, I still got stains there. Like, if you guys ever had, has anyone you guys know have a house fire? It's scary stuff. Like, it is very scary.
Shrimp were pub style quality. I was amazed.
Right, come up here, Hanks. Okay. Yeah, Hanks. What's that pub style quality shrimps from Camp Stewart?
Definitely. We had 2.5 boxes.
We should have a thing. Stewart's Shrimp Shack. Let's open up your own shrimp restaurant. Stewart, yeah. It's like Moe's Family Feed Bag.
Hey, I actually, in honor of Richard Garner, I have a poll question for you guys right now. You're going to love it. Who is the best athlete out of San Diego State? Now I'm going to give you three choices. Well, Kawhi is one, obviously. Marshall Faulk. And the third, Tony Gwynn. How's that for a list, eh? Okay, you think about that list because there's some answers there.
Tony Gwynn, Marshall Faulk, or Kawhi Leonard. Of course, my boy Kyle Turley's a San Diego State athlete.
And let's not forget, he was about as athletic an offensive lineman.
Yes, but Tony Gwynn is one of the greatest hitters of all time. Marshall Faulk is actually pretty much like, yeah, but the third best running back of all time. And now you have Kawhi. Kawhi's actually number three on this list still.
Gabe, I'll give you the worst athlete from San Diego State.
I know. He is the brother of, no, but he's not the worst.
Worst pro, Dan McGuire, quarterback, Seattle Seahawks, brother of Mark. Great college player. Hey, it's camera two, Drew. Wow.
Well, they're all coming out here tonight. Hey, Drew.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Drew? Good to see you. Good.
I can't say which company I'm working for. You guys can. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Sorry, nobody's watching or paying attention to us anyways. Yeah.
Broadcasting the game tonight.
So what, you have like passes? Hey, of course, right? Every employee gets a free.
I'll be at the game. You're going to be at the game too, right?
Yeah. But I paid a lot of money to get in.
I'll bring you down to the court.
I like the sound of that.
I'll try.
How you doing, Drew?
Not bad. Excited about the Bills this season.
No, they're not those Bills. Raptor tonight. Come on. Okay. I'm excited about the Bills. Hey, we start with the Raptors, and then the Bills win the Super Bowl.
I'm worried the Warriors are going to win in 7 now that KD's back, okay?
Yeah, but now I'm remembering. Aren't you a mush anyways? Tell me you like the Warriors tonight.
I kind of like the Warriors tonight. No. I kind of do. No. I got a bad feeling. Louder. I got a bad feeling.
I'm nervous as hell. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go to Oakland, man.
I'm not nervous, like, in that way that you – I was more nervous for game one. I haven't been nervous since game one. But, yes, we all know – remember your interviews with Tim Donaghy, Gabe? What did he tell you? And this – I tell people this story all the time. Not a big conspiracy theorist when it comes to everybody's job in the Raptors, but what did he tell you? He said he made more money betting on games he wasn't reffing because he knew who the company men were. And he knew which refs knew what the league wanted. Didn't need a call from David Stern or Adam Silver to say, hey, make sure you get a guy in foul trouble early. The promotion the following year was good enough for them. So these guys tonight, there's guys here that are going to be reffing tonight. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kyle Lowry in foul trouble early. Kawhi has got to be aware of this. Nick Nurse has to talk to them because these refs, if they can get a big player with the Raptors in foul trouble early to affect the game, it'll happen.
You know what? We have a little bit of something tonight with the referees. We have our favorite ref. Kane Fitzgerald is one of them.
I like Kane Fitzgerald.
James Capers is one of them.
We have no problem with him.
No, good. Capers, good. Fitzgerald. All right, so tell us the Malloy story. You're like, I got an Ed Malloy story.
I don't want to sweat up the ears, Marantz. You know me. I really work up a lather when I'm talking. That's why I should probably have two or three headsets in rotation. But I will say this. I used to work at Shoeless Joe's Bar doing the NFL Sundays and also the horse racing. Ed Malloy came into the bar one day, and I remember he was really surly, too. Never happy with the drinks, too small. Don't think he liked the tab. But I'll tell you something. Carlos, the owner of the bar, he doesn't take shit from anybody. Like, he doesn't take any guff. And I'll tell you, Ed Malloy was a real surly customer. And I'll tell you, a lot of the waitresses didn't like his attitude. He better be nice tonight because I'll tell you, I don't like the last time he showed up in Toronto.
He looks like a drunk, to be honest.
I'm not going to say drunk. That's a strong word because I like to drink. And I'll never call another person a drunk because I love plowing beers. But I will say this, he wasn't a friendly drinker.
He wasn't a friendly.
But you remember the, because you used the word surly. Remember the guy in The Simpsons? He was the can of Duff beer. And he was surly. Malloy looks like surly. You look at Malloy again. He looks like, you pull up Malloy and the surly Duff guy, and I guarantee you they were separated at birth.
I don't want to say this. It's my own personal opinion out of the network, but I'm willing to bet Malloy's been busted for drunk driving before. That's just my guess.
If you had to bet on it.
Yeah, if I had to bet. I'm in my own personal opinion, alleged. I'm just, you know. Yeah. Malloy, I'm watching you, Malloy, tonight. I better not get turf like from the arena throwing a cup at Malloy.
Gabe, you got me into NASCAR. You got me into NASCAR. So I do the show on the weekend with steam shrimps. I don't do the show with Galena. I do it with the Long Island Rage George Kurtz. So that's the best. When I do the NASCAR hit with Sean Engel, Kurt calls his brother to put in his baseball bets. He's like, that's his break, right? So I do the segment. It's the bet. He's like, Cam, I'm calling in my bets. You do the NASCAR. I'm like, okay. So anyway, Engel got me into this race. So I took a little bit on Kevin Harvick today, Gabe. He was 4-1, but I don't know. He told me to fade Joey Logano, but last time I looked, Logano was winning. We'll figure it out.
What do you have?
We'll get you some updated odds, actually. We'll get you some updated in-game odds. So they just started to dim the lights here at Wild Wing. Look, we've taken like half the place over, but there's actually people filling up right now already to get a spot. Now, so listen, we were down at the arena today. How about this? Today, Jazz was down there. It was noon. It was 12 o'clock, and there was a lineup to get into Real Sports. So there was like people there eating already, but there's a separate line to watch the game. And you had to wait in line, Richard, and they would not even let you in until 7 o'clock at night. People were going to wait outside of a bar in line for 9 hours to get into a bar to watch a game tonight. Me, I'll find another bar. Like, I'm not going to wait in line for 9 minutes. I love the Raptors. I'll pay, but I'm not. I can't do lines. I'm too old.
If Wild Wing here.
This place is going to be sold out. Like, look at this.
Okay. Dude, look at this. Look at guys. Look at the room here now. 5:50. Tip off. Well, it's in 3 hours. We're getting there, but as you can see, how you doing? You remember us? You remember her? Yeah. As you can see, starting to fill up here. It's actually, look, we have the old crew in the house. The old fantasy crew. What up, Sean? Is Sean in the house? Big bandwagon Raptor fan. Never seen him wear a Raptor thing in his life. This guy's wearing Raptor gear here tonight. No, it's not true. This guy used to. Actually, you know what, Sean? You're freaking hardcore, man. You used to, like, get the contest and all. They're giving away this. And, like, you've loved the Raptors a long time. Yeah. Well, Shano, hey, Shano just proved his Raptor fandom. He goes, I have a Terrence Ross jersey.
Terrence
Ross stepped up big in big games for us, actually. Hey, you're in our – we got this tonight for you, T.O., T.R., NTO, Terrell Owens. No, you know what this is for? This is for Keon F. and Clark. Let's say a toast to Keon Clark.
Let me tell you about Keon Clark.
No, hold on. Keon Clark's story on the other side. He's out of jail now, too. He's out of jail. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe, let's see. That wasn't pretty. Wasn't Cam's buddy the one that moved Keon Clark, and Keon Clark was, like, pissed drunk? It was, like, the day of a game type thing? Clark, like, basically even told them, oh, yeah, I drink all the time during games. Like, he basically said, Keon Clark used to drink, like, 24 hours a day. He was drunk during NBA games, but he was good.
Yeah.
Game time decision continues. Get crazy here. We the North. We only got 1 hour left. We're going to bring Kyle on. If you have a party, you want to come up, we're going to get Pete and the boys up. Get Shano and Shano's old man. Let's go.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Back to Kawhi action, everybody. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Morenci throwing it down. Shano with his Oakley jersey looking good, looking strong. Let me tell you guys, I'll tell you a story, and we'll get to everybody after my update at 6 o'clock. Everyone can grab the mic and have a good time. My buddy, his name's Brett, but we call him Fancy. He's a fancy guy. He used to live at home with his parents, you know, with the robe and yeah, there's one of those guys, you know what I mean? Never liked to work too much, never liked to do anything. And one day his dad, Sid, he was an air traffic controller. He said, listen, kid, like, you got to figure out life. Like, you can't be mooching off me my whole life. You got to figure it out. So he got a job at AMJ Campbell Moving. So he's moving some guys. He's doing whatever. He's like the junior guy on the staff. So we come out. He meets Keon Clark. Thank you. Keon Clark. First thing he says, Keon Clark shows up with a fucking huge joint in his mouth. And he goes, huge joint in his mouth. He goes, you know what? Vince Carter's mom just never stops taking my parking spot. He's like, what? Vince Carter's mom never stops taking my parking spot. So he's losing his mind. Richard, I never told you the story. When Keon Clark came up to my buddy, the first thing he said to him was, why does Vince Carter's mom keep on taking the parking spots? Right? So my buddy's like, I don't know. He goes, she's not even a part of the team. Why does she always get the best spots? I can't park anywhere.
someone, Keon's like just ding, 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 just smashing spliffs, smashing it. Like it was the, he told me, my buddy was helping Keon Clark move for A&J Campbell Moving. He said it was the best client like he ever had. They went in his laundry room and they're just like crushing spliffs left, right, and center. So, and I'll tell you something. For people that know the Raptors for a long time, Keon Clark was a very talented player. Like, he used to get many rebounds. He did that with, like, a bottle of booze and, like, five spliffs. Like, yeah. Like, can you believe that? Imagine he actually went to the gym and drank juice. Like, he was a good player, like, while he was stoned. You get my drift, you gang? This guy was an animal.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah, give me a cue. It's getting loud in here. I know I got my update. I got my update. Yeah, back to Kawhi action, friend. I better get, thank you, friend.